This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Even though drought potential remains high, retaining heifers for breeding can still be an option. SDSU Extension Cow-Calf Field Specialist Taylor Grusing explains numerous marketing strategies are possible to increase economic gain.
First and foremost, they probably want to get them bred, and so putting them into a strategic breeding program could be one option to allow them to market their heifers in a couple of different ways.
If feed resources are limited, adding the right females to the breeding herd is critical to longevity and genetic advancement.
It's always good to put some selection pressure on fertility. And so one way to do that is to have a very short breeding season, only about 30 days long, and then preg check them early. And with that, you could maximize your feed resources.
Using synchronization protocols, the 30-day breeding window creates roughly two opportunities for heifers to become pregnant, as estrus occurs every 21 days. Heifers which don't breed within 30 days can easily be transferred into a stocker program. If herd expansion is possible, Grusing states exposing more heifers to breed for a longer period will increase bred female numbers.
Still dedicate yourself to pregnancy checking those and keeping the ones that are bred early, as they're more likely to retain in the herd longer. And then you could possibly market those first cycle, second and third cycle bull bred females to other operations.
Pregnancy detection with ultrasound or blood test after 30 days must be part of the marketing strategy, with a recheck before 100 days for accurate calving date projections. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.